In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday, the 9th of January today. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. And here is what we are going to do. I'm going to grant myself, and I can do this because it's my show, a one-time exemption on the use of the word jobs to set up our slice of the December unemployment report that came out this morning. The economy added 252,000, here it is, jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell to 5.6%. 5.56%, if you want to be technical about it. Both of those are good and vast improvements over where we started, 2014. Not so good, though. In fact, arguably downright bad, is what people got paid for their work. Average hourly wages were actually down in December. For the year, they were up a measly 1.7%. So instead of a story on today's, well, you know, that word report, here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with today's wage report.
Here's what's supposed to happen salary-wise in a nice, brisk economy like we've got going now.
Hi, Amanda. So what did you want to come in and talk about?
I found this how-to video from Self Magazine on YouTube.
I'd like to talk to you about the possibility of a promotion to associate here and a raise as well.
Okay, great. Let's talk about it.
Except in the real world, Amanda's boss isn't all, let's talk about it. She's more likely to say, you already got a 2% raise. That's it for now. 2%, about how much prices have been going up every year, says Elise Gould at the Progressive Economic Policy Institute.
Once you look at inflation, inflation-adjusted wage growth has been around zero for the last 5 years.
It shouldn't happen this way. If the economy's creating a lot of openings and unemployment's falling, employers should be worried about finding enough people with the right skills to hire, so they should offer more money. If you're good and you threaten to walk, they should offer you a raise to stay around, explains Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group.
If these factors are not enough to keep the economy growing with rising wages, then we really do have to go back to the drawing board and revisit everything we know about how economies work.
Now, Baumol's convinced once labor shortages really start to bite and companies just can't get the work done anymore, they will raise wages to attract and keep good employees who can do the job. But conservative economist Peter Morici at the University of Maryland isn't at all sure that'll happen.
So many people have dropped out of the labor market. If wages started rising again, they would return. So there's really this large contingent supply of labor.
There are as many as 6 million potential workers who aren't even looking anymore, but need to find work and make an income. They're like a second string, a bench, keeping the players who are on the field looking over their shoulders and loath to ask for a raise. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.